Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, the final whistle has gone at Anfield, and it is game over. It is Liverpool 4. That's 4 of your precious goals. Arsenal 0. Goals from Sadio Mane, Diogo Jota, Mohamed Salah and Takumi Minamino, sending Liverpool to second place in the table. And I said this during our watch long, if you'd have said after about 25-30 minutes it's going to be 4-0, I would have been very, very shocked, because I reckon for about half an hour it was very cagey, and then Liverpool started creating chances and it felt like it was about to come, maybe that first goal. But for half an hour or so, it didn't feel like a 4-0 game. It felt like Arsenal. Like, when you see a 4-0 result, you think, oh, it's the same old Arsenal have turned up at Anfield and had themselves webbed.
Fell apart.
I thought it was very much a game for half an hour. Mikel Arteta decides to fight our manager. And then from there on in, pretty much, Liverpool was sparked into life.
Yeah, it was almost like the game, if you watch the game from 93 minutes back, that's how we normally play Arsenal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They start off ridiculously, but then as the game goes on, like, right, let's not get snotted, boys, and let's just defend as a little bit more of a unit, and let's just be a little bit more cagey. And that would have answered for like the last 70 minutes, as in the last first 20 minutes for us. So it was a weird game in that. It was just like upside down. But I think you're 100% right when you say that moment where Arteta kind of gets into an altercation with Klopp, that just set, not only does it ignite something in our backroom staff, it ignites something in the players,
and
it ignites
crowd.
Something in the crowd. And from that moment, it really just looked like he was turning the screws on this Arsenal side. They was trying to get confidence before that in terms of being a little bit more defensively stubborn, but you could just start to see that there was starting to become cracks in their defence, and it wasn't long before we exploited it. Ramsdale pulls off a couple of saves where he probably should do better in terms of shaving them cleaner than what he does, but after he makes those saves, we can't find the back of the net, and then it's again that man sent comes up with the goods in terms of his assist for that first goal, and from there it looked like we kind of really asserted our dominance in the game.
Yeah, we absolutely did. Like I say, Mikel Arteta might be man of the match, just forgetting the crowd. I've got a few comments here. We'll chat about a few individual players now, and then obviously we've got our player ratings and we've got your reactions as well. So I say, if you go to the Red Men TV Twitter account, at the Red Men TV, there's a tweet there asking for your match reactions. Please give as many of those as you can there, and Errol will be reading the best of those out later. But I will take a couple of comments now from our Club Legend Discord chat. Like I say, subscribers to the Red Men TV as Club Legends, you get special access to the Discord chat. You get 20% off merch. You get some free merch as well. You get tickets to the live show. So if you are a member of a club, you are a club captain, maybe consider upgrading. If you're not a member at all and you do want to come and join us, have a little think about being a club legend. I was talking here in the Club Legends chat about Oxlade-Chamberlain. Saki Walls, great name by the way, says the fact that Ox is our fifth or sixth choice centre mid. I think he's less than that, by the way, but fair enough. And we're still miles better than the Arsenal midfield, kind of says it all. Liverpool's strength and depth might be better than we all say that, Errol.
Yeah, when we've got that full complement and everybody's available,
it's great.
Yeah, it is great. When it's their bare, and we don't want to become over-reliant on these players, and I think from an Oxford perspective, he's had to take his opportunities. Now he's got a run of games, and I think it's done him the world of good, because it shows to not only Klopp, it shows to the fan base, whenever he's going to be needed this season, wherever he's going to be used as an understudy for Bobby, if everybody's fit, or he's going to be drafted back into that midfield, he can come and do a job for us. So that is good. It's just, I like to have those options when everybody's available, because Klopp doesn't have the headache of, I can only play what's in front of me and what's available. I can pick and choose what style is going to suit us against the opponent. So I don't know if he would have started this game if everybody was fit today, but the fact that he did, he absolutely stepped up, and I think he had a really good game, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought again, we can go individual. I can't wait for the player rating show, because I'm guessing...
You can watch look about a lot of players.
I might be giving us a lot of high numbers, which hasn't been the case over the last few weeks. What I want to speak about there, then, there's a few players who, coming into this match, we were saying we need a big game from, well, how's he feeling, you know, fitness and whatever, and one of those was Thiago.
Yeah.
And again, I know Sky gave man of the match on their coverage to Salah. I think there's five or six options, and I'll be delighted and interested to see what the guys on the play rating show, the voters decide. But I thought Thiago, we mentioned about that scrappy first half hour, and it was all a bit messy and all that, but Thiago from minute one was amazing.
He was on it.
Calm on the ball, winning tackles, nice passes, very, very fluent. I thought we saw the best of Thiago Alcantara. What we bought him for in the first place, I think he displayed it there.
Oh, yeah, He's different gravy. He just shows the level that he is. And you said what we bought him for, because we know when he came, we had a world class. He was in, you know, the FIFA's 11 of that season when we bought him. Obviously, Bayern had just come off winning the Champions League. All those things. You just knew what kind of quality that he brought to this squad. We haven't had the luxury of being able to see that on so many occasions. But today, against, again, an Arsenal team where you'd think that midfield battle was where it was going to be won and lost, especially because they seem to have packed that midfield a little bit more than what we did and padded it out. He was just amazing. And I think we've said it a few times, game management, how we control the game, the tempo, how we dictate. We haven't got that kind of linchpin player at the moment. But when he's on his game, we haven't got a better player than him to do that role.
Yeah, he's amazing. Actually, I'm just looking at the stats here for the game now. And again, a total dominance shows in the stats. 19 shots from Liverpool. 9 of those shots were on target. Adam Ramsdale makes a couple of very good saves and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
630 passes to their 364. Like I say, for half an hour, it felt a rather even game, but then Liverpool put the afterburners on.
Yeah.
And in the end, again, if not for some very, very good saves from their goalie, it could have been 5, 6, 7 quite easy. And what I've noticed, Errol, even throughout, you know, all this barren run that Liverpool have had, or I say barren run, 2 games not winning, one defeat after like 20 odd games, the goal threat's always been there. So even, you know, the draw against Brighton, we scored twice. We scored 2 against West Ham. Mané has a very good chance to make it 3 at the end. We've had a few issues, and rightly so, especially in midfield at times, but we have still got such a goal threat. And if Liverpool are going to win anything this season, like, that's what's going to carry us there, because we are scoring goals from, we are making chances for fun. The XG is ridiculous. The chances created, the goals, the shots on target. As an attacking force, there's not that much wrong with Liverpool, but in a very good place.
No, we definitely are. We've looked strong from the start of the season, really. We kicked on from how we was towards the back end, and I think the confidence has come back in these lads. Definitely think having a full complement of the Anfield crowd in our home games has served us well in the last couple of months. We know we've got performers that like to play up to the crowd, and the likes of Mane and Firmino and stuff like that, but just... we've become so reliant on that from three. It's just nice to see them all teeing each other up for goals again now. Yep. They all seem to have big smiles on their faces. They're all just in sync with each other. I am just made up that we've got them all flying again. And it's all happened at the same time. Something's just switched on and they're all back in that rhythm. Whereas before it was like spits and spurts, where you'd get one that was doing head and shoulders above the others, typically Salah.
Yeah.
and then the others would just be there, kind of poor man understudies. Whereas at the moment, they're all contributing towards the same level and quality. And I felt like Mane was absolutely amazing today. He looked a little bit shaky to begin with, but I think that was just the style of the game. It was a little bit bitty. Scrappy, he said, yeah. It was dead scrappy. But he was the one that kind of had that needle in him, and then obviously he's just in the right place for that delivery from Trent. And again, he is the one that's got the aerial threat for us in that front three.
Even though they're only small lads.
Exactly. Jota is the one who, you know, in the box, he's probably going to have the best composure out of the three.
Which we saw.
And then you also know that Salah is always going to be the one that's going to put defenders on their arse for fun and twist them in and out on a regular basis. And that's what he'd done for the whole 90 minutes. I feel like Tavares, we was asking who was it going to be up against him. And he had an awful, awful second half. And it just goes to show, lads, when they see that they're playing Salah on the weekend, they just think, I may as well have the weekend off.
Yeah, he had a bit of a shock, didn't he? Yeah. He gets an assist for Jota's goal, if nothing else. And like I say, we're gonna go more into detail. We'll go through some individual players later. We've got player ratings coming up shortly. We've got your match reaction as well. Like I say, go over to Redmen TV and reply to the tweet with the match reaction tweet. Errol will read out the best of those comments. Later on as well, we will have our instant match reaction show. We will go more in depth on this game, 20, 25 minutes or so, talking through all the major incidents and events. If you aren't a subscriber to Red Men Plus, head over as this show ends to redmentv.com. Sign up as a club captain. Enter the code REDMEN PLUS, all one word in capitals, and you won't be charged for your first month subscription. You can watch that show. As I say, we've got the final word for this game coming from Monday. You will have access to our entire back catalogue of documentaries. We've got the Cop Chronicles. We've got our Madrid documentary. Obviously, our amazing Hendo 10 docu-series, as well as absolutely tons, and you can watch it for completely £0, pence, euros, yen, whatever currency
dollars,
it is,
dollars, whatever, yeah, whatever crypto, it is, whatever it is, just get over there and watch it, man.
Zilcho. So go over there, sign up to the redmentv.com. Like I say, use code Redmen Plus, you won't be charged. Me and Errol are about to take a quick break now. Keep an eye on the YouTube channel, because in a short while we're here with your match reaction, then the player ratings, and then the aforementioned instant match reaction as well. Errol, it's been an absolute blast. That was the final whistle show. Liverpool 4, Arsenal 0. See you later.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.